The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Everyone, this is Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home, across this great country, you know what? Come on out and follow me. Well, everybody, I want you to welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Didn't have any gremlins in the computer system today, so we're back on our normal time. No problem with that. And I just want you to kick back and let's enjoy a show. We got some pretty good interviews, I think, today. We've got Mike Hansen from Starved Rock Guide Service. This is Captain Mike. This guy is a really good fisherman, guide, et cetera. You're going to love this guy. And we're going to hear about, you know, the river sauger fishing, how it's getting better. And it's only like 90 minutes from downtown Chicago, folks. I mean, this is like really easy to get to. You're also, and he even got a surprise catch last week, which a lot of people were like, what? Let me do that again. What? Okay. And then Mr. Mike Reynolds will be on after him. And who knows where that's going to go. What, anytime we talk to my good buddy, Mike Reynolds, about turkey hunting, we're going to be covering, you know, what you need to do with your gear and stuff like that. And, you know, rainy day like we have today, this might be a good idea to work on your turkey hunting gear. Sounds good to me. I don't know about you, but it sounds good to me. But, you know, remember that we also want to thank our sponsors that bring this program to you every single week, Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Stores are open, folks. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, your adventure starts here. Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Their phone number is 708-798-9700. Paul's Pizza in Westchester. They have curbside service. Order that big beef with a little cheese and, you know, a little bit of green peppers on it. Order fries. Do it all over the phone. You pull up. They bring it out to you. Don't worry about it. And then you go home and enjoy a Paul's beef or any of the other foods. Just go on. You can check out their whole menu on their website. Paul's Pizza in Westchester. DiamondGhostCharters.com. HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors. I just got my new Midwest Outdoors magazine yesterday. I'm going to have to go through it and check it all out and see the fun stuff that's on there. Our buddies down at Wren Lake Tourism, that's EnjoyWrenLake.com, EnjoyWrenLake.com, and BizBaits.com. That's soft plastic baits, made in America, packaged in America, made for fishermen, by a young man who started his business right here in the Northwest suburbs. And they're really good baits. you know, it's raining. I could hear it on, you know, outside. We happen to be remote this weekend also with the coronavirus. But, you know, really, it's, you know, let's kind of heed and only go out if you really, really have to. Hey, it's pouring rain. So I think we've got a free day where we can do a lot of stuff in the house today and things like that. So, but I mean, you know, the more we stay inside, you know what, the better it's going to be for all of us. And I just want to say that. I know you've been hearing that a lot, but remember, it's not our actions. It's what we may do to other people. And that's the thing that scares me the biggest on this. But we're going to have a lot of fun in our show. We're going to go over a bunch of things. We come back, we're going to be talking about fishing reports. We're going to be talking about some of the closures that we have with the trout season. And it's not it's a closure. Don't split words, Chauncey. But what it is they're going to delay the opening. We'll talk about that more when we come back, you know, after a break. But really, it's going to be, there's a lot of things we can do. I mean, we're seeing activities. People are talking about cleaning stuff, working on stuff. You know, I was talking to Craig Kogut, one of our great buddies here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. He's from Blarney Bassmasters. He was talking about, yeah, you know, I've been cleaning out the boat. I've been looking in corners of the boat I haven't seen in a while. you know, fishing tackle boxes going through, et cetera. There's a lot of things we can do to keep ourselves psyched about the outdoors. And then, you know, it's okay to, you know, go outdoors. And if you're going to go fishing or you're going to go take a little hike for exercise or walk down a trail, just do it with social distance, acceptable social distance, 6 feet apart. That's it. And I really wish I could find, somebody sent me a photo. It was from it said the Montana Fish and Wildlife. So I'm not sure if it was or wasn't, but it was like what is considered a proper social distance. And they had it broken down to 5 trout, 1 paddlefish, 1 fishing rod length. I mean, I was laughing hysterical when I saw this poster. If I find it, I'm going to post it on Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors, which, by the way, everybody who's listening to us east of the Mississippi River, we're trying to keep as much current information as possible about the outdoors and the virus, what's open, what's closed, who's doing what, etc., on Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you could also listen to our outdoor video fishing report. And it's an outdoor news and fishing report that we do every week. And a lot of people are enjoying that. We're getting a lot of good compliments on that. So I'm looking forward to continue doing that. But I tell you what, you know what? We're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, we're going to have some outdoor news fishing reports. And yes, I even have something from my grandson, Aiden. His fishing report. Haven't looked at it yet. As you know, I look at it when you hear it. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Whether you're after spring turkey or fish in the rivers or on open waters, get outfitted for success at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. With premium brands like Blackout, Redhead, and Johnny Moores, we'll equip you with the right gear for any adventure. In our stores, you can test the flex on a fishing rod and get that bow tuned precisely where you need it. Plus, get excellent advice from our outfitters. Come in today or shop online for a wide selection of products. Experience it for yourself at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here.
Waterworks Boat Sales wants to make you a special offer on a new boat purchase powered by a Mercury engine. Any new boat purchase, Lund, Low, SeaPro, or Monterey, powered by a Mercury motor, will get the gold extended warranty with an additional 2 years. That's a 3+2 for a total of 5 years of security on your purchase. Waterworks Boat Sales is located at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call them at 708-798-9700 or go to the web at waterworks.com. Remember, at Waterworks Boat Sales, where boating powered by a Mercury motor is fun every day. When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Oh yeah! Little head bopping music here this morning, folks. How's my daughter Sarah? Good morning. I like to hear my daughter Sarah on Saturday mornings. It's always a good thing. Okay, let's get a little bit of, excuse me, little frog in the throat. Outdoor news and fishing report. As you all know, many of the Illinois state parks are closed. That's it. End of conversation. State parks, fish and wildlife areas, their buildings, et cetera, they're all shut down. So you can't access them. However, there's hundreds of county parks, forest preserve districts. I mean, there's so many other, you know, municipal parks that are open for people to take a little bit of a walk, maybe drop a fishing line in on a lake, but, you know, all do it with proper social distancing. Basically, that's 6 to 10 feet apart. Remember that. And we're going to be talking about that in a couple of minutes here. But the Lake DuPage, Cook, Will County Forest Preserves, and the Muskegon Conservation Districts, they've postponed. That's a magic word, postpone. They postpone the opening of trout season, which is next Saturday, April 4th, if I'm doing it right without looking at a calendar. And the only reason that they're postponed is now they just said because of the coronavirus, et cetera. But this is a Chaunceyism. That's a strange word, a Chaunceyism. They probably were concerned about having them open because you're supposed to have, you know, 6, 8, 10 feet apart from everybody for social, you know, distance. If you've never seen opening of trout season on any lake that I know of, they're elbow to elbow. They're that close to each other. So that's, I mean, in my mind, they probably were concerned about that. I'm not saying that's why they did it. This Chauncey's in my one working brain cell this morning is saying that this is probably why they did it. And they, you know, didn't want to have anybody pass anything, get sick, et cetera. And, you know, this time it's supposed to be social distance, separate, you know, they're going to open up. The fish have been all stocked. They're really happy swimming around there than in a hatchery. So when we go and fish for them, you know, a couple of weeks, whatever, boy, are they going to be active fish, and they're going to be wanting to smack our baits and hit those things. And they're going to be a little bit more aggressive than fish that were just planted out of a hatchery. I'll tell you that one. It's going to be a lot of fun, but that'll be a good time. The Indiana state parks are still open. Most of the buildings, restaurants, and all that's closed. But the cool thing about Indiana, there's no fees. Same thing as Wisconsin, no fees, which is kind of an interesting thing. They want you to enjoy the outdoors. If you look at any of these DNR sites and talk to the press people, even talk to the governors, press secretaries, they want you to get outdoors. They want you to enjoy yourself. Do it with social distance, but don't travel 6, 8, 10 hours to go someplace. Try to do it locally and stay close to home. And I think that's really, you know, a really, possibly a really good idea about what we have out there. Lakefront, I know people that have been at, not today, but people that were out in boats, they were launching out of Indiana and shooting up into the Illinois waters. They're catching numbers of coho, doing very, very well. And I would think that when this breaks, the coho are going to be lined up like cordwood on the Lake Michigan side throughout that area. So it'll be really good. Remember, all cooling lakes are closed. Yes, they're closed. I'm sorry, folks, but they're closed. Chain of Lakes, I'm getting reports that some people in boats are picking up some nice bluegills. Right where the drop-off goes to shallow, that was a really good spot. Jason Johns from visitrenlake.com. Enjoy renlake.com. They're the tourism bureau down there. They were saying that they're catching some fish starting at about 9 to 12 feet. Sometimes you drift a little bit closer in, maybe an 8 to 7 foot, and they'll pick up some crappies. But the crappie action is definitely consistent and doing well down there at Wren Lake for the people that have been fishing there. Wisconsin Dells, below the Dells Dam, they're chasing some walleye. They're thinking fishing will get better, but they got hit by a lot of rain. Oh, man, lots of rain. So that's going to dirty up and probably get too much flow going in that area there. So, and we need to talk about he sent it to me at email, so I have to get, I didn't print it out, so I've got to go to it to read it. This is the Aiden Fishing Report being brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700. Have a question about your engine or product or something like that? Don't be afraid to give them a call, 708-798-9700, Waterworks Marine. Here's the Aiden Fishing Report. Papa, Mom said we have to stay home to save lives. Well, that's a good point, Aiden. So we have not been out all week except to go out in the yard to play. So Dad and I have not gone out fishing. Bummer. He wrote that. Bummer. But if we do this, maybe we will get back outside to go fishing sooner than later. I'm going through all my fishing lures and sharpening hooks and cleaning them. Just so you know, I have some empty spots in my tackle box to fill. If you gots, G-O-T-S, if you gots any stuff you want to send me, I'll take it. Talk to you soon. Love, Aiden. That fishing report by Aiden was brought to you by my friends at Waterworks Marine, 708-798-9700. That's the Aiden Fishing Report for this week. That kid is hysterical. Gots. I gots. You know, really, and I have to commend my friends in the forest. All the four, but see, okay, what got closed in the forest preserves were the lakes that were stocked with trout. That's the only lakes that were closed. All the other lakes are open for you to enjoy, fish, get out, social distance. Remember that. Practice social distance. But they want you to enjoy the forest preserves. They want you to stretch your legs. Better do it with a heavy raincoat today. But, you know, when the weather gets better again, get out there, enjoy it, have some fun. Wear your goulashes because the trails will be muddy. But really, I'm going to commend them that just to be on the safe side, that's what they did. And, you can be angry with me, but I think that was a smart move. Remember, when they closed the lakefront down, it wasn't closed to the fishermen. It was closed to everybody else, the thousands of people that were piled up on the lakefront just playing basketball, soccer, standing around together in groups of 20, 30, 40 people. And it's just we have to practice social distancing, proper social distancing. And that will help us out a lot. I've talked to many of the doctors who are part of Chauncey's Great Outdoors medical team, and they've all have said that, every one of them. So let's not forget that. That's a pretty cool thing. Working the board today. Well, I'm down here. My buddy Eric is working the board. So I want to always thank Eric in the morning. I know he wants this to end soon, too, because he's missing his breakfast and lunch every week. You know, Paul sends him a beef sandwich or something, and he enjoys that very much. Don't you, Eric? I think you do.
I miss my massive sugar spike you get me every Saturday morning with the donuts and sandwiches. Yeah, I do miss that sugar kick every Saturday.
That's right. You got to get that going in there. But, you know, ESPN has not stopped. A lot of our people have been on the air, remote and different things like that. And there's a lot of activity going on to keep you busy. Well, whatever you're doing in the house, just, you know, turn it on ESPN AM 1000 or turn it on your phone. Go to our new app, the ESPN Chicago app at your app store. Click on it. It's a free download. And listening to us or anybody else, it's 1, 2, 3. And I've got a couple of notes on my screen already from some people in Europe that are listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Close my mind when I see these. But they're out in Europe and France, Italy, and England listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors this morning. I want to thank those people who do that. Tell you what, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Waterworks Boat Sales wants to make you a special offer on a new boat purchase powered by a Mercury engine. Any new boat purchase, Lund, Low, SeaPro, or Monterey, powered by a Mercury motor, will get the gold extended warranty with an additional 2 years. That's a 3+2 for a total of 5 years of security on your purchase. Waterworks Boat Sales is located at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call them at 708-798-9700 or go to the web at waterworks.com. Remember, at Waterworks Boat Sales, where boating powered by a Mercury motor is fun every day.
HookandHuntTV.com is educating and informative. Jim Crowley shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why. If you have attended his seminars, you know his no-nonsense approach. Learn, watch, learn, and apply. Information is the key to success on HookandHuntTV.com.
It's Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, we've got a gentleman. I think his name is Mike from Starved Rock Guide Service. Mike, how are you?
We're doing good today, Chauncey. How are you, buddy?
You know, we're getting through all of this, you know, Corvo 19 and stuff like that. But people are out fishing. People are out chasing things, hiking in the woods, you know, doing it with safe distance around them. But, you know, I wanted to talk with you about the Illinois River on a number of different levels. First of all, just a bizarre catch you got about a couple days ago, and then just the condition of the river, et cetera, I think is very important. So, you know, Mike, what did you catch a few days ago that's kind of blown everybody away?
Yeah, like the first one ever that I've seen ever come out of our Illinois River system was it was a sturgeon. Something, a really unique prehistoric fish that really that blew my mind when it came out of the water, to be quite honest with you. I was thinking big catfish or some kind of snagged Asian carp or something mm-hmm. like that. The fight that we had on that fish was almost 29 minutes long that we had recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was something very special to me, you know, when that fish come outside. It was definitely an eye-opener, something for this river system to know that it's cleaning up, and to see them kind of fish and that caliber of fish was just something, you know, incredible itself.
Well, I think that's the important thing, that the caliber of the fish. Folks, a lake sturgeon doesn't like polluted water. I'm telling you right now. We don't see that many of them in Illinois, especially in the rivers. You'll occasionally in Lake Michigan, you'll pick up one or two. Wisconsin, they have a better population and they have seasons for them. But, you know, A, it's a prehistoric fish. B, it's got a face only a mother could love.
Oh, that's for sure.
I mean, I know everything is beautiful, but some things are ugly.
For as odd as that fish was when it came to the surface and we'd put it boat side up top of the boat there, you know, being such a unique fish, it was absolutely healthy looking. It had a really nice, there was no blemishes whatsoever on the fish. It mm-hmm. was just absolute gorgeous, to be quite honest with you, is how, you know, funky that fish does look with the whiskers and the big mouth that comes down and feeds off the bottom, whether it be crustaceans or worms or, mm-hmm. you know, and a couple other writers call in and ask about, you know, some of that type of fish being in our river system. And like I said, that's the first one that I've ever actually saw pictures of or got to hold in my hand personally, which is, you know, a huge rebound for how well our system's coming back.
Oh, yeah. And everybody, we're talking with Mike Hansen. He's the owner of Starved Rock Guide Service. And, you know, he's been taking some people, not big crowds, but he's been taking people out on the boat, doing some guiding this time of the year. And I'm sure once everything settles out and we're back to somewhat normalcy, you're going to be seeing, you know, a lot more people out with Mike, because really it's just a phenomenal catch. You know, like I said, they're all muscle. They're like a tank that when you touch them, it's like touching a prehistoric armadillo. I mean, they are rock hard. You know, it's unbelievable. But the thing is, you also had not you, but a boat next to you caught something completely like you don't see here anymore, right?
Yeah, that was really weird. The very following day, we were fishing next to another angler, and he brought up a paddlefish. It was only about 2.5 feet long, but I'm going to tell you right now, to see even them fish in there in our river system is another one that you don't see a lot of. Now, I've heard of a couple of them being caught through the past years, but never in the past couple of years that we've seen more and more of these good fish that are being you know, presented into our river system and showing up on a regular basis, which is really unique and awesome to see.
Mm-hmm. Now, and that's a cool thing, but on the get rid of all those things, everybody, and we're talking to Mike about when you say Lake Michigan, if you haven't been to Lake Michigan in 10, 15, 20, 15, 18 years, you think Lake Michigan, you can't see it. I mean, and it's completely different. And the same way goes for the Illinois River. The Illinois River has been getting better and better and better. And you're telling me that the sauger and even some walleye shell, but the sauger size, weight, and population is just getting better every year on that Illinois River.
Oh, it is, tremendously. We're seeing the numbers of sauger are just off the charts right now.
Mm-hmm.
I fish primarily the Illinois River from the Marseilles Pool all the way down to Chillicothe, which is a good stretch of river system there, you know, roughly about 40 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I follow them up and down the river system as they migrate up to the dam in the spring and spawn. You know, and then after they're post-spawn, they move back downstream. And it's quite challenging to keep on these fish. But being out there like I do daily, you know, and taking people out, we get a good chance. We get a really good intel on where they're located at, not only by other anglers. You know, I have a lot of guys that I network with on the river system. Mm-hmm. And we're always talking. So that makes it a little more less challenging that I have to, you know, work up and down the whole river system, spend a lot of money on gas and fuel, which puts you guys on the best flight possible, which I like to do. A lot of times that we're faced with some of the conditions, you know, whether it be rain or a lot of runoff in the springtime, everybody knows that that's when, you know, it's unpredictable and what it's going to do. So whether we get snow or high water, you know, or dirty water, I always, you know, call my clients and let them know, hey, listen, this is not the time to go right now. We're facing a little bit tougher conditions. It's going to be a really grind bite. I just want you to be aware of, you know, them are some of the things that, as a guide, that I'd like to be open and honest with everybody, you know, on the river system, as well as I want you to catch fish, especially the presentations that we're running. We're doing a lot of different presentations right now.
Yeah.
You know, about 3 weeks ago, we were really hitting them really hard on the hair jig. The hair jig was just absolute dominant on the river system. You couldn't, you couldn't shake them off. There were so many of them that were just absolutely choking it, inhaling it. You know, that bite there is kind of diminishing right now. Still has a little bit of bite going on that, but now we've switched over to a little bit different presentations. You know, the lead core and the three-way, the double stick bait bite is working right now real well, and the big plastics are working right now. I mean, the biggest plastics you got in the system, in your box. Whether it be a paddle tail or if you're using some kind of streamline bait, I always play that by clarity. Like when the clarity is a little more dirtier, I like to use a bigger vibration bait, bigger paddle tails, so it puts off a little more vibration in the water. It displaces the water a little bit better, and they can pick that up a little bit. I don't think I don't really when I put the baits down there or change my baits in selections, I don't really like to use colors as much as I like to talk about shades, I guess. A lot of people talk about colors that they like to use. I don't know if they really see colors, but I feel like they see a lot more shades than I do. I feel like they see colors. So some of the shades that I like to use, I reference my baits and shades pretty much, mm-hmm. probably a little bit different than other anglers do. And that's just the way that I do it. I could be wrong, but I mean, that's just the way that I do it. You know, darker water, darker baits, you know, cleaner water. I like to run, you know, brighter baits and more natural baits.
Pretty dang successful guide, Mike. And once again, everybody, we're talking with Mike Hansen and Star of Rock Guide Service. That's who he owns. But, you know, when you take people out, first of all, when you said that, if it's not good, if it's not going to be good fishing, you call the people. That raises you 30 levels ahead of many, many other guides that I know. Because you say, hey, it's going to be, you know, think about this twice. Let's reschedule and have fun. I mean, this past week, you took out a guy and a six-year-old kid. And were you having as much fun as I could imagine watching a six-year-old catch a fish?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When he boated his first and second sauger of his life, you know, we sit down, and I do a lot of one-on-one with my clients. I really don't like to fish too much unless they're a little bit more experienced in the fishing,
mm-hmm.
or if they've been on the water and they understand it. Well, I like to at least spend the majority of my time with one-on-one with the clients so they understand and they get it. And one of the things that a lot of people don't understand, which I feel is that they should understand, is don't take somebody out on a bad bite. Because, one, if the presentations that you're trying to learn for somebody, they want to be able to feel what you're feeling, understand what you're telling them, or teaching them, I should say, understanding the currents, and not the currents, the current seams is what I like to fish a lot. And a lot of people don't understand that a lot of current seams are not only from shoreline from 10 feet out. There's a lot of current seams that are from out in the middle of the channel, and I'm talking like 25 to 30 feet of water, and as they jump up into the channel, on the channel where the ledges are at, mm-hmm. that current seam will change, and I want you to understand and feel what that bait is actually doing back there. So if you feel one guy is almost vertical, say we're in the middle of the river channel, one guy is vertical off the port side of the boat, and the other guy on the starboard side of the boat is showing his bait, it's flying back, you can see it by the line. Well, that's your current seam. You can see where the current is actually picking up off them cut river channels, you know. So when we're either vertical jigging, or I like to call it slip jigging, I like to slip my jig downstream as I'm slowly coming downstream. I use a lighter jig than probably most, you know, and I try to get it with the lightest possible jig. So when they do, I'm dropping it back in their face. And it's a more natural presentation than actually coming up from behind them. A lot of anglers like to troll from downstream and go upstream, which is easier on boat control. Yes, it is. But I found a different way, a more productive way, that you can catch these fish. That's more a natural presentation, and it's putting more fish boat side than pretty much any presentation that we're using right now.
Well, that's cool. And everybody, this is Mike Hansen from Starved Rock Guide Service. And Mike, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to set up a trip on the Illinois River and have you catch some of these beautiful flipping saugers. Man, you are spanking the saugers.
I appreciate that. Right. We're really getting some really nice ones. You know, the 2.5 to 2 3/4 and 3 pound saugers are becoming more common right now than mm-hmm. ever before. Back in the late 2000s, when everyone was talking about, you know, this is the sauger capital of the world. Well, yeah, absolutely. We're coming right back at it again. We're showing some of these stellar fish with some outstanding markings on them that are just, you know, showstoppers. You know, they're the original, the big black sauger. They start looking reptilian. Look, they have that, you know, that different fight, that different feel when mm-hmm. you get a 18, 19, 20, up to 21 incher. Not saying you're all going to catch them like that, but we do have a great possibility of catching them.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting a lot of the fish, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of our fish right now are coming between that 16.5 to 19 inch, and mm-hmm. we're getting them daily. The bite right now is start transitioning from that pre-spawn to spawn right now.
Yeah. They're
starting to spawn. We caught some fish the other day that were actually getting soft and dropping some eggs, so I'm assuming within these next couple weeks, it's going to start tailing off as far as you catching some of the bigger females. So mm-hmm. if you're looking to catch some of the bigger females, right now is the time to catch some of the bigger females, which I encourage to let the bigger ones go, you know, like always. But then after they go ahead and get it, we start transitioning over into post-spawn, what they'll do is they'll catch that current stream down, and they'll just hang about 2-3 feet underneath the surface there, and they'll catch it down. And they'll load up on either the flats, any kind of mud flats or sand dunes, and inside river bends.
Right.
That's where you should start transitioning yourself over downstream, and they usually start. Them females will go ahead and start biting up, putting a feed bag back on it about a week and a half. Mm-hmm. But boy, when they start going, it is phenomenal. The bite gets between, you know, we can boat probably 30 to 60 fish very easily. It's a real fast bite. It's a real quick bite. There's a lot of action. It's something that somebody, if you have a kid or if you have somebody that's not a professional by no means, something that you would really want to get out there and catch a bunch of fish, that is the time. We got about 6 to 8 more weeks of that. Mm-hmm. That bite goes in, you know, later in the season. So we change up techniques from a three-way system to even lead core. That's a really, really neat program. I like to have everybody, you know, be hands-on. I don't want to set your rods out for you all day long. I want you to understand how this works. I want you to understand the line that we use, Woodstock line that we run on our lead core mm-hmm. lines that is superior for what we do in the river systems. Great abrasive line that we use. It's just one of them techniques here on the river system that comes on strong after the spawn, mm-hmm. and it's something that's really unique.
Well, cool. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, Mike, to set up a trip on the river, what's the best way to do it?
Yeah, you can contact me on Facebook at Starved Rock Guide Service. Mm-hmm. That is, I'm pretty active on social media. I try to give weekly reports, or at least every time that you come out with me and do a trip, we like to share your trip with us on the day. Sure. On that Facebook page. Or you can look us up, Mike Hansen, 1-815-830-9757. We also work through Starved Rock Lodge, where you can set up a... if you want to come down, spend the night at Starved Rock Lodge, we run a couple-hour trip out of there. Mm-hmm. They give you a $40 voucher for food. You know, you can run a 2 or 4 or 6 hour trip out of there with me, or you can just contact me personally. At that again is 1-815-830-9757.
Well, that's cool.
I get back,
all right,
get back
and you'll get back to them. Let me repeat the number. It's 815-830-9757. That's 815-830-9757. Give him a call. You can call him right after the show here, you know. And because, like I says, check out Starved Rock Guide Service on Facebook. You won't believe some of the pictures. And I love the smile on that 6-year-old kid. Mike, thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
I hope
to see you guys soon enough.
You will. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors.
Wherever your adventures take you, count on Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's to make it memorable. From the timberline to the campsite and the lake to the range, get your family outfitted with the right gear. With premium brands like Worldwide Sportsman, Ascend, Eclipse, and Natural Reflections, we've got the apparel and gear to make it the best adventure ever. Stop by today for a one-of-a-kind shopping experience in-store or online at BassPro.com and Cabela's.com. See for yourself at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here.
Waterworks Boat Sales wants to make you a special offer on a new boat purchase powered by a Mercury engine. Any new boat purchase, Lund, Low, C-Pro, or Monterey, powered by a Mercury motor, will get the gold extended warranty with an additional 2 years. That's a 3+2 for a total of 5 years of security on your purchase. Waterworks Boat Sales is located at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call them at 708-798-9700 or go to the web at waterworks.com. Remember, at Waterworks Boat Sales, where boating powered by a Mercury motor is fun every day.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, this is Dave Mercer, host of the Facts of Fishing and MC of the Bassmaster Classic. You're listening to Chauncey Outdoors, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, on ESPN AM 1000.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I haven't even introduced my guest, and I'm laughing already.
If you don't know who this is by now, you know it's Mike Reynolds, my turkey hunting buddy and seminar buddy and all kinds of great outdoors friend. Him and Danny Hayes, honest to Pete, I wish you people could have a recorded instrument. Thank God we don't in our blinds when we're out there. Mike, thanks so much for coming on. I'm sorry I'm laughing.
That's all right. You can laugh. You're drunk already on a Saturday morning, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. It's not coffee in your cup, is it? I knew that.
Yeah.
No, you know, to be honest, it's probably better we don't have any recording devices in the blind with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your show might be short-lived. Yeah. It's sometimes not suitable for all audiences.
That's true. Well, you know, this time with the coronavirus and everything else, and, you know, people are home a lot more, they're doing things, and, you know, they got the kids around, if they got little kids, or they got, you know, teenagers, whatever. Or maybe the kid, you know, your, what do they call those, empty nesters. That's the word I was trying to come up with. You're an empty nester. But turkey season is about a month away for the regular season, isn't it?
Yeah, a little less. We open up on the 13th, I think, of April.
Mm-hmm.
Check my calendar. Yes, we open up on Monday the 13th, so we're a little less than a month away.
Yeah, and while, you know, we've talked about how you should take care of your fishing gear if you got nothing going on or if you're not going fishing, you know, turkey hunting is going to be allowed in Illinois as long as you're not on a state property, because those are what's closed, and we both are hunting private property. But the thing is, normally, I'm looking for my turkey stuff a couple hours before I'm going to get in the truck with you.
Oh, you're funny. Remember a couple years ago when we went hunting with Danny Hayes?
Yeah.
How you brought everything because you didn't know where anything was?
That's right.
So a couple hours? I think not. I think there's no looking for you. You just throw stuff in the back of the truck and away we go.
I'm going to be different this year.
Okay, folks, you heard it here first on, I don't even know what the day is. It's what, March 28th,
yeah.
March 20-something. You heard it here first that Chauncey will be ready to go for third season. He'll be organized.
Okay.
We'll put money on that.
What should we look for? I mean, now, somebody says, how do you get turkey? You know, you got calls, vests, guns, more calls, decoys, more stuff. How do I take care of my calls?
The first thing I would do, I don't run mouth calls, but almost everybody else does, including you. I would go to my mouth calls right as soon as possible and make sure that your favorites and your backups are still good. That's to say the rubber hasn't rotted, that it's still pliable, mm-hmm. that it's not dry. And pop them in your mouth and give them a test run. If you took care of them last year, they should be good this year. But if not, because they do wear out, they do have an age limit,
mm-hmm.
you still have a chance to go to Bass Pro or to go to Cabela's and pick up your new calls.
Right.
The second thing I think I would look at is if you run a tube call like I do, I check the latex part? Yeah, check the reed on it. Make sure it's not ripped, it's not torn, it's not dried out. All mine are silicone reeds, so they don't dry out normally. But sometimes I'll use them too much, and I'll crack a reed. Make sure those are good. Make sure you've got extra reeds if you're mm-hmm. using a tube call. For the friction calls, you really don't need to do too much. If you're using them, you're taking care of them as you're using them because you have to. Otherwise, they don't sound well. But make sure your box calls didn't get wet and they didn't get warped. Everything really needs to be tried. Box calls, slate calls, your strikers. You could rough up the tips of your strikers and just kind of get everything ready to go so you don't have to worry about it when it's time to use it. You can reorganize your vest. As you know, my vest, I have tons of stuff in my vest, but I can find anything in my vest in the dark. So I know where my calls are, I know where my strikers are, I know where my box calls are, and I can reach for them in the dark and find what I'm looking for. You need to organize your vest so you can do that. And make it easy for you. What works for me may not work for you, but over the 25 years I've been turkey hunting, I found the way I have it organized is the way it works for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you talk about the, you know, the striker, a slate call is a round disc that you hold in your hand, and some of them are made out of stone, slate. Some of them are made out of like an acrylic, but you have to rub it something against it to make the noise that you're trying to get sounding like a turkey. And that striker is what it's called. That tip could get worn to a point or a smooth point. I don't know what you want, but Primos makes a really cool item that I know Bass Pro Shops will have for definitely during their turkey sale at the end of the month, where
you
stick it in there, and basically it's like a pencil sharpener.
Yeah, it's called a slick stick. It's the perfect, and thank you for mentioning that, it's the perfect product for anybody that uses friction calls, because everything that you need to keep your friction calls working is in that or on that stick.
Can you say that three times, please?
No, I can't.
Okay.
I can't. Slick stick, slick stick, slick stick. There. See, I'm not drunk like you are. Yes, I will be, though.
I'm drunk on turkey hunting.
Drunk on turkey, yeah. It does get you a little giddy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It has a piece of chalk in a little hollowed out tube in the handle with a piece of Scotch-Brite that holds the chalk in. Those you can use both on your box calls.
Mm-hmm.
It has that little hole, like you said, like a pencil sharpener to rough up your striker. Mm-hmm. And then it has two surfaces, one really rough and one not so rough, to what I say is cut your slate call. Now, a slate call, like you said, is a general term. They're also called peg pot calls. But a slate call is a general term. The first ones were made out of slate, and now they're made out of all kinds of different materials.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing they all have in common is they all need friction. So they need to be roughed up so there's some friction.
Mm-hmm.
And the two surfaces on the slick stick will cut that and make that hard and not smooth.
Oh, okay. So then I got my, you know, I've checked out my mouth calls. I've checked out my, you know, box calls. And I've checked out my... slate calls,
right?
Made sure my vest is, you know, everything's in the right spot. You got this, you got that, you know, make sure you've got your cookies are not in cellophane paper. Mike yelled at me, you know, I have to keep my cookies have to go in a plastic Ziploc bag.
I wasn't going to bring that up anymore. I was going to let that lie, but yeah. No cellophane for Chauncey ever again.
I thought the Felician nuns were in the dang blind that morning, you know, yelling at me as a kid.
Yeah, I've never been so angry with you. But now it's funny. Back then it wasn't so funny, was it?
No.
Oh, my. Yeah, that was one of the times where I'm glad we didn't have a microphone or a recording device in the blind. Because between me and Hayes, we were going to kill you. We were going to kill you and use you for coyote bait.
And then the turkey shows up right next to the blind that I couldn't see it, and you guys yelled at me because I couldn't shoot it, because I couldn't see it.
Oh, yeah, because you turned the wrong way. Yeah. I forgot about that one, yeah.
I didn't.
Oh, that was actually first, wasn't it? That happened first, and then that turkey way out in the, it was about 75 yards out, You know, the one thing you did forget, and I forgot to mention, too, is in the calls, there's calls for turkey, and when you're actually working a bird, but don't forget to check your locator call, too. You should at least have a crow call and an owl call.
Mm-hmm.
And those have reeds in them, so you need to check and make sure the reeds aren't cracked and the calls still work.
Well, that sounds good. Michael, you have given me a ton of information about turkey hunting, and I'm sure that when we get a little closer to turkey hunting, we're going to have you back on the air here, because I love turkey hunting. Oh, God, I'm getting excited. My toes are curling.
too much information.
Okay. Thanks.
Way too much information.
Mike, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Chauncey.
Mike Reynolds, a truly remarkable pro staffer for Primos and a number of other brands, and you see him do turkey hunting seminars with me in a number of different places. Great, great person. Once again, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us? Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
HookandHuntTV.com is educating and informative. Jim Crowley shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why. If you have attended his seminars, you know his no-nonsense approach. Learn, watch, learn, and apply. Information is the key to success on HookandHuntTV.com.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Listening to Chauncey and Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
That's right, Little John, in Chicago. Well, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Oh, I laugh so hard when I have Mike Reynolds on. I just, and he is right. If you could ever hear, I think part of the problem is that why we don't shoot a turkey all the time is because we're laughing so hard in the blind. Danny Hayes, Mike Reynolds, and myself, and it is just, oh, it is pure. I mean, we could do a sitcom on television about what goes on in the blind. It's that good. It's that good. Well, you know, before I forget, I want to thank our sponsors who bring this program to you every single week. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, all five stores in the Chicagoland area, but there's hundreds of them everywhere east of the Mississippi River that can hear this program. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, your adventure starts here. They're still running their spring fishing classic sales. They got a turkey sale coming up. So we'll keep you posted on a lot of that information. Our friends at Waterworks Marine, 798-9700. If you have a question about your boat, your motor, or you have a question about, you know, parts or anything, they're manning the phones, 708-798-9700. Give them a call. Tell them Chauncey told you to call, okay? Paul's Pizza in Westchester. Paul's is literally doing a, you know, curbside service. Can't beat that, let me tell you. Curbside is for Paulie's. I love that one. And you can pick up your, you know, your beef sandwich, your combo, beef and sausage. And really, you know, Paul's is just doing a marvelous job. And he does so much for the community and all the first responders. You can give, you know, Paul a call. And it's just really a great way to extend it. Their phone number is 708-531-9080. Let me repeat that. 708-531-9080. Give them a call. Have your credit card. They do it all. Bring it right out to you. You don't have to get out of your car. Drive up service. And it's, you won't go wrong. At Paul's for lunch or dinner, you can't beat it. It's perfect. Diamond Ghost Charters. Captain Tony will be dropping that boat in pretty quick. I'm pretty excited about that. HookandHuntTV.com. Midwest Outdoors Magazine. I was trying to flip through my Midwest Outdoors during a commercial break, but I start reading an article and I forget what I'm doing. EnjoyRenLake.com. Our friends at the Wren Lake Area Tourism. EnjoyRenLake.com. BizBaits. BizBaits.com. soft bait company, whether it's crayfish, Ned disease, plastic worms. These are some really quality baits made by fishermen, for fishermen, poured in America. It's like those, you know, you talk about all these breweries, the small batch breweries. That's biz baits. They do these small batches. They keep the color, the consistency fine. You got to check that out. Bizbaits.com. And they've got some videos on there, too, for you to check out and see all that information. You know, really, we, you know, the virus, it's really, we have to put our big boy and big girl pants on and really believe that what we do isn't just affecting us, but it could affect other people. You know, you may not be sick. You may be a carrier. I mean, safe social distance. I mean, I can't scream that from the highest mountain. You really need to do that. And, you know, call your friends up. Have a long conversation. Because you know what? That's going to keep us a little bit more sane, especially on a rainy, ugly day. Call up a buddy. Talk to him about fishing or talking about, you know, a trip that you guys did or you want to do in the future. You know, share your experiences. Keep in touch with your friends because it's very, very, very important. And I think we will all get through this. And you know what? If you watch the 10 o'clock news or whatever news hour you watch, I don't care where you're at in the country listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors or, as a matter of fact, Europe, you're seeing people helping people. The concert in Chicago last night, I thought it was fantastic. I'm waiting to see fishermen start singing on the shoreline. It's going to be – it is just really shows what we like about each other, and that's the important thing. You know, next week's show, we're going to have Biz Baits is coming on to talk about some of their plastic baits and how to rig them and how to catch fish with them. And like I said, he's a local boy, done good, as we say. He done good. But bizbaits.com, order your baits. They're shipping every day, so you could have baits for the next time you go out fishing from the shore of your boat. Can't go wrong with that. Bizbaits.com. And then I think we have Tim Mondel on next weekend from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. We'll talk to him about a bunch of different things. Well, I hear the flute in the background, so that must mean the show's coming to an end. I hate this part of the show because I want to go for another couple of hours. I don't know if Eric can handle me, but I can handle it for a couple more hours. But this Native American proverb comes from my friend Apensui Majawat. It says, I may not be the most important person in your life. I just hope that when you hear my name, you will say, that's my friend. Wow. I may not be the most important person in your life. I just hope that when you hear my name, you will say, that's my friend. Think about that one. Once again, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We really borrow it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week, live, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.